Simon Shin Yud Zayin Sif Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah gives a brief introduction. There are two basic opinions in the Rishonim about the general halachas of making matzah on Shabbos. Making a matzah is av halacha. The question is, when is it also the raisa, when is it the rabbanon, when is it permitted? So the first opinion is the Rif and the Rav. They hold it ought to be the raisa. It has to be, number one, a maisa umen, a professional act, and number two, it has to be a permanent act. If that's only one of the two factors, it's permanent and it's not professional, it's professional, not permanent, it's just a rabbanon. And if it's neither of the two, it's not permanent, it's not professional, then it's mutter. The only time it's mutter, it's not permanent, not professional. That's the first opinion. Second opinion, Jesus Rashi and the Rosh and many other Rishonim, is the fact that it's a maisa umen, that's a professional act, is not relevant. Everything goes according to, is it a permanent act or not? If it's a knot that is made to be there forever, or at least under normal conditions you won't open up, then it's a deraisa, even though it's not a professional knot. If generally it's made for just a limited amount of time, then it is derabbanan. If it's made to be opened up right away, then it's permitted. Now the question is, what is that right away? That we'll see the various opinions, whether right away means have to be within 24 hours or within 7 days. So now we will start the Shulchan Aruch. This is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, within the Chavah Teir, that in order to have an Issur D'oraisa, it has to be both professional knot and also a permanent knot. What's an example? Gagoin, Kesher HaGamolim, Kesher HaSafonim, Kesher Ritzus Minam, certain knots that they put on the camel or on a boat that were made to be there permanently, or a knot that was made on part of the straps of the shoe that was supposed to be permanently. The same applies for anything like this. If it's permanent, but it's not a professional knot, then it's only also a rabbanon. This is the more lenient of the two opinions, opinion of the Rif and the Rabbah. Comes along the Rabbah and says, Yesh Chalkim, this really the Kokeshu Shkayom, a field shall head it, as long as the knot was made to be there permanently, then it is an Issa Dorais. Continues the Rabbah, Yeshayim, Shkokeshu Shayin Osil Hate Boise Yoy Matsmai, Mikri Shel Kayomo. The opinion that says if it's not made to be open that day, just the next day, then it's already considered Keshu Shkayom. Mishabu says, even according to this opinion, that if you make a kesher Leil Shabbos and you plan to open up in the daytime of Shabbos, that's still considered within the same day. But it's less than 24 hours. So once again, the opinion says if it's more than one day, then it's already has a certain level of kayoma, and it will be also to make such a kesher. Continues the Ramah, Yishmakilim Leimad, that Shiva Yomim Lamikrish Kayoma. After 7 days, it's not considered Keshesh Kayoma, and it's permitted to make a knot that lasts up to 7 days. It says in the Chada, the Keshesh Enish Kayoma, Beinim Aizuruma, and Mutal Kosher Lachatkhila. A knot, which is not a permanent knot, and it's also not a Maizuruma, a professional knot, one can do that Lachatkhila. It says the Machada, Keita, this glutes to the kosher. He has a strap of leather that got ripped and he tied it up, or this is a Chevel kosher or a rocket. Ripped and he ties it together. Shikosha Chevel Bihli, he tied a rope onto a bucket to draw water. Shikosha rest on the behema, he tied a saddle onto an animal. I raise it pot it's awesome with Rabbanon, the Khenkok Yitzibe Eilu Kharin, Shahin Maisa Head Yoit, Mikholodam Koshu Isamba Kayoma. These are all examples of a non-professional knot which people put there permanently, which is also on the Rabbanon. Kashu Shane Shakayoma Kosher, Kesher, Uman, Areza also. And if it's a non-permanent knot, but it is a professional type of knot, it's also itself. Mitzvah, Gekoyin, Shekosh, Linda, Echem, Yeshua, Toyah, Mutah, Likshul, Kesher, Shein, Shekayom. If it's not a permanent knot, if it's not a Rabbanon, you'll have to make that knot itself mitzvah if you're using that knot as a way of measuring something. No, it's up to the knot as the measure. It says in Ramah, the Yeshayimim, the Yesh, the Zor, Shalom, the Hatha, Shum, Kesher, Shnek, Shom, Zel, Zel, Shainan Bikim is make a kesher of Uman. A few Venus of Kayoma also the kosher of Udam Latiru of Chenoegim. Here's a very important thing. Any double knot, says the Ramah, we're not clear, maybe that is considered a professional type of knot, and therefore one who makes a double knot is doing an iser derabbanan, a chayshu for an iser derabbanan, and it cannot open it up either. Mokam near the mokam saira in lochash, a person's in pain, that opening up at night, and it's permitted. Mudal atira, the einoy ela iser derabbanan, at most it's iser derabbanan. Mokam saad, lo gozro, a person's in pain, they make the gzeimit. For the minish nekshom zel gavizeh, ein nekshoshu, kishu koshu, shnekvam yachet. Av mosa keshu, vroish echot, shalchut, oy meshicha, that should be a double knot. Doesn't mean you're tying two things together. Without a double knot, doesn't stay in place. But if you take a string and you knot it around itself, like some people do at the end of the scissors, that, since it holds itself in place very tightly, even a single knot would be also.